Time now for the Left of Lansing Monday Musing for November 4th of 2024. Last May, which seems like 5 years ago, I know, I recorded a Friday short for you explaining why I was backing Joe Biden for president, even though I had trepidation about his age and his ability to get through a grueling campaign schedule. I gave some reasonings as to why I was backing Biden, and mainly because he didn't try to subvert and destroy our democratic institutions like dear leader Trump tried to do. Minutes after the Biden-Trump debate, though, I was already calling on Joe Biden to step down immediately. If democracy was on the line, if decency was on the line, and if the future of defining what the moral character of this country was going to be, if that was also on the line, we needed someone who had the stamina, the sharpness, and the wit of a Kamala Harris to be the leader of not just the Democratic Party, mind you, but as the leader of democracy itself. Now, you'll recall, I was fine with an open convention because I believed, and still do believe, the Democratic Party's bench is filled with many talented people. But I also said that Biden must drop out so to give Kamala Harris or whoever else the chance to get their campaign organized because time was a-wasting. For me, I never held trepidation for Kamala Harris, as some others may have had initially. The woman won every election. She climbed the stepladder. She's accomplished, and she's not afraid to be, I don't know, human with people. I remember playing over and over her pointed and disciplined questioning of Bob Barr in his Attorney General confirmation hearing, and also of Brett Kavanaugh in his Supreme Court confirmation hearings. She was able to make those clowns appear flat-footed and also make them appear like the right-wing MAGA hacks they were always to be. And then I didn't forget Harris's successful debate against then-Vice President Mike Pence. But what closed the deal for me that she was the right person to lead the Democracy Brigade were two things. One, she quickly got the Democratic Party to rally around her immediately. That illustrated interpersonal and leadership skills. Democrats could have been freaking out at that moment, and I think many were, but she both calmed everyone down and fired everyone up to get back into the fight, even if the leader was stepping down. And two, her very first official campaign appearance at Biden's campaign headquarters in Delaware, where she introduced her argument on how she spent her career going after criminals and that she knew what Donald Trump's type was all about, right there, for me, that just showed for me that Kamala Harris knew how to articulate an argument while also firing up her base. And since then, Kamala Harris's campaign appearances have been heavily attended and have been highly energized. She was able to do something Joe Biden just couldn't do: infuse energy, articulate a vision, and put Donald Trump on the defensive. That was the important part. Now, I will say I did join in the criticism in early September on how I thought it was wrong for Harris to not be making as many appearances as possible. But then I'd say sometime in early October, I came to the realization that she also needed time to set up and organize a campaign, develop policy ideas, and map out a strategy. She was not in the primary race, even if her name was on the ballot. And I'd say that the last 3 to 4 weeks of her campaign have been brilliant. In fact, and I can't believe I'm quoting this guy, but Bill Kristol tweeted the following this morning, and I agree. He said, "I can see it coming. If Trump loses, the election commentariat is going to blame Trump's mistakes in the last week. You know who won't get credit they deserve? Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, even Liz Cheney, and tens of millions of women who will be responsible for defeating Trump." You know what? He's right. The women's vote is going to be huge in this election, and Kamala Harris, if the trending of the polls is correct, has been able to garner and express that sheer enthusiasm that women share across the country in regaining their reproductive and abortion rights, but also in defeating Trump. Because abortion rights are economic rights, but more fundamentally than that, they are individual rights. And Kamala Harris hasn't shied away one bit in her progressive stances on abortion rights, which is something Joe Biden was unable to do. Harris also champions other progressive causes like expanding the child tax credit again, which when enacted back in 2021, cut child poverty in half in this country. Even more, a recent University of Michigan study noted, and I quote, "Our findings suggest the monthly child tax credit helped low-income parents afford their housing. We know that stable housing is very important for children, and the evidence from our research suggests the child tax credit helped families pay their rent and stay in their homes." Wow. Kamala Harris has been fighting for that expansion since taking over, and it's such a popular position, she was able to get Trump, and more notably, Trump's VP boy wonder, J.B. Vance, to also introduce some kind of child tax credit. Right there, she was pushing the narrative, making the other side play defense. Same on abortion rights. When I saw a commercial play this weekend in Michigan in which a Trump-supporting woman is telling the viewers that he won't seek a national abortion ban, you see right there? That's Trump and MAGA playing defense. And of course, we know the white Christian nationalist MAGAs will push Trump in signing a national abortion ban if he wins, and Republicans control Congress. We're not dumb. We're not born yesterday. Kamala's also been a big backer of the CHIPS Act, which Biden and Harris passed along with the Democratic majority in Congress a couple of years ago. To illustrate how effective that program has become, Harris visited Hemlock Semiconductor last week, which received over $300 million from the CHIPS Act. It created over 1,000 new jobs, but it also helped in making America become a leader in manufacturing again. Manufacturing plummeted during Trump's term. Biden and Harris have brought it back, especially after America learned during the pandemic how building and making things here in America is something we should probably start doing again. Harris also wants to continue bringing down drug prices and proposed having Medicare pay for in-home care for the elderly. I mean, again, that is such a big policy idea, but it's also just a common sense progressive value, and it's also a value that is popular with the people. And on foreign policy, yes, I also don't like how Harris hasn't taken a stand against the right-wing Israeli government's genocidal attacks on the Palestinian people, and I do hope that when it's her administration, we'll not only continue to push her to do the right thing, but she will eventually do the right thing. But I will tell you this, she was part of the administration that stood up to Putin and backed Ukraine when we know that Trump would never have lifted a finger to stop Putin. And she was part of an administration that had the guts to get us out of the quagmire that was Afghanistan. Leaving was never going to be clean and easy, but I hope that whole incident will help make people remember that starting a war is always a lot easier than ending it. Well, she had the guts to help end that war. And finally, the reason why Kamala Harris has my vote, other than the reasons I just stated, is that she believes in decency and democracy. January 6th was an event I never thought I'd see happen in America. In a third world country, sure. But in America, no. That the guy responsible for January 6th, in which his supporters not only tried to violently stop our democratic process, but conspired in states, including here in Michigan, to set up fake electors to install him into power, even though he lost the election, that guy has a chance to run the country and destroy democracy in his second chance, that should be way too much to bear for anyone who believes in the ideals of America. Fascism is something that ought to be loathed and soundly defeated at the ballot box. Fascism is not an American ideal. Decency, though, decency is an American ideal. Kamala Harris just acts like a real person. She tries to uplift people, not tear people down. MAGA's main purpose is to just drive hate. It has nothing to offer to people. Nothing. No major policy ideals to make them better or to make their lives better. Their main purpose is to drive hate. It's to punch down on other people because for some sick and twisted reason, punching down makes them feel superior, I guess. And it's sad. Meanwhile, the billionaires who back Trump love watching the little people out there fight over whatever they leave for us. MAGAism represents the worst of the people. Represents the worst of America. Kamala Harris represents normalcy. She's no savior. She's not fixing everything. She's going to make mistakes. But she represents normalcy and competency. And after tomorrow, while Joe Biden will be viewed as the man who saved democracy in 2020, Kamala Harris could be viewed as the woman who preserved democracy. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.